forget. I'm not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Wednesday, January the 9th, 2007, edition of, nope, sorry, 2008, I did it again, edition of the American Awakening. I'm your host, Michael Herzog, and I will be with you for the next 2 hours. Sorry about that. You know, I find myself doing that once in a while still, and this is, what, the 9th of the month. I should be over it by now. Man, I must be getting old. I don't know. At any rate, I got a good show for you today. I don't have any guests today. But I was going to cover an article on Monday by Wendy Campbell, and I didn't get to it. I had Tim Wingate come on riding shotgun with me for the second hour because I was blind and didn't have a computer. And by the way, I want to mention to you, it looks like I'm probably taking a trip next week. So I've already talked to Tim. Tim, we're going to do that shotgun thing again. I may not have access to the internet during that period of time, so I may wind up having to do my show riding a second seat with Tim shotgun on my cell phone. But at any rate, I will be on the air Friday and Monday. Now, Thursday I'm traveling, I believe, and then next Tuesday I'll be traveling, or the week after on Tuesday I'll be traveling again, so it'll be just Tim. But on Friday and Monday I will be here with Tim Wingate riding shotgun, Tim in the driver's seat, of course, because I'll be blind, and me being in the passenger side watching him with the reins and the horses driving down the airwaves. I want to take a minute. You know, folks, last Thursday and Friday, I did an expose on Thursday of Russell Means, the actor, the author, the activist, and Friday I interviewed Russell, and I have to tell you, I'm humbled and I'm honored. I got a telephone call yesterday from Russell Means' press relations lady, that is also his wife, his lovely wife Pearl. And they want to post the expose and the interview on the Lakota Nation website. So I want to thank Russell Means. I want to thank his lovely wife for that. I want to thank the Lakota Nation because I am truly honored to have them do that, folks. And it's going to be a win-win situation for everybody because I'm going to link the Lakota Nation website to my website. They're going to reciprocate with RBN. RBN is going to reciprocate with them. Everybody wins, and we're all in this fight together. So, again, I want to thank Russell and Pearl Means, and I want to say that I'm very, very honored that they thought enough of me to put that interview and that expose on the Lakota Nation website. It's very humbling, folks. Okay, let's see. Where am I going next here? Oh, by the way, I want to welcome, you know, I go into my website, excuse me, and I look at these countries, and I'm really fascinated because I can tell, you know, in what country people are listening. And every once in a while, you know, my mind gets blown by one that I have to admit to you, sometimes I've heard of them, but I don't even know where they are. I mean, I know where Iraq is, and I know where Iran is, and Israel, and all that stuff. But here's a new one in Riga, Latvia. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that used to be a state in Russia. I think. Okay. But for those of you listening in Riga, Latvia, welcome to my show. I appreciate you showing an interest. Don't know how you ran across me, but welcome to the American Awakening. Okay. Now, before I get into this, I got a break coming up. Yes, I'm hearing the music. Before I go into this, I want to, of course, plug my sponsors a little bit. But I'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And before I plug my sponsors, I want to mention yesterday on my show, I had mentioned to you that I had put out a I got online and watched a very, very moving, about a 40-minute video clip of Judge Andrew Napolitano, or former judge, I believe he is now, that has written a couple of books. One's Constitutional Chaos, of which I've read. The other one is Nation of Sheeple, which I haven't read. But I put an email out to him because it was a very moving video clip, and I thought that I'd see if I could get him up on the show to talk about it. But then I went back into his website, and I was reading down, and I scrolled all the way down to where, you know, his appearances are and what shows he appears on and so forth. And I noticed down at the bottom he actually he does two shows on Fox. And I'm thinking, man, that's kind of an oxymoron. You know, this guy's professing freedom, and then he's on Fox TV, which is the exact opposite. I mean, you know, so I truly, I don't know for sure whether I'll ever get an email back from the guy. At any rate, I wanted to put that out there for you. So, you know, if I don't have him on my show, that's more than likely the reason why. Okay, now, starting here we are in January of 2008. And I want to mention, you know, we've had Ted Pike up on my show a couple of times, and we've had victories this year, guys. We ultimately got that hate crimes legislation bill canned. And who was behind that hate crimes legislation bill? AIPAC lobby and the ADL. And as you know, by listening to my show with Ted Pike on or John Stadtmiller's show, that, you know, they're a big push behind silencing us. They do not want us being able to talk freely. And also we have S-1959, which is in the Senate right now, the Homegrown Terrorism Radicalization Act, of which I have a video clip of that up on the up on my website for your purview, so you can take a look at how dastardly that really is if it gets passed. Now, we did win the victory last year on the hate crimes legislation, and we need to push for that. But the reason that I bring that up is because I wanted to talk for a few minutes on these lobbies, you know, the AIPAC and the ADL. Wendy Campbell wrote an article called "Anyone Who Thinks That Israel Had Anything to Do with 9/11 is Naive." And I wanted to cover this article. I was going to do it Monday, as I said, but I had Tim Wingate on the second hour, and I only had time to cover two. So I'm going to do that in a minute. But before I do that, I want everybody to remember to give Don Wiskin at Cardivite a call at 877-928-8822. If you want to look good, feel good, have clarity of mind, and be able to run around the block 10 times, give Don Wiskin a call. Again, that's 877-928-8822 for Cardivite. His website's also www.heartdrop.com. The stuff works, folks. I've been taking it now for 2.5 months, and I really have great things to say about it. And, of course, let us not forget my friend John Onesti at Onesti Investment Advisors. Anytime you have a question, you want to deal with somebody who knows where to invest, how to invest, what not to invest in, whether it's stocks, bonds, mutual funds, annuities, or whatever, give him a call at 505-296-2453. Again, that's 505-296-2453. He's a great guy to deal with. As I've mentioned before, I've dealt with this guy behind the scenes, and he's just a pleasurable man, very nice gentleman, and I know you'll like him. Okay, let's get into this. Anyone who thinks that Israel had anything to do with 9/11 is naive, by Wendy Campbell. Now, she writes, "The time has come for me to finally write about my experience with the Jewish Voice for Peace, the JVP. Beginning back in 2001, shortly after the tragic events of 9/11, I had already begun to learn the truth about racist, apartheid Israel shortly after the second Intifada in September 2000 during a lunch break from my job at the time, while I was listening to the famous progressive Berkeley-based KPFA radio station. What I heard mesmerized me. When I reached the parking lot at my workplace and parked the car, I couldn't get out of the car because I felt compelled to listen to the entire interview between an Israeli, a Palestinian, and an American with regards to the Israel-Palestine conflict. What I was hearing were things the mainstream U.S. media never really addresses nor rarely reveals to the American public, mainly because the conflict, as seen from the Palestinian point of view, as well as from an objective point of view, the American non-Zionist interviewer. I also learned from this interview certain generally hidden facts, such as how Israeli Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin, who was really going to make some important concessions with the Palestinians in order for Israel to finally take some real steps towards justice and peace between the Israelis and Palestinians, was assassinated in 1995 by an extremist Zionist Jewish Israeli. And let us not forget that just here within the last couple of weeks, we had Benazir Bhutto assassinated as well. Okay, that act completely halted any genuine peace process, and since then, so the assassin's motive for killing him was achieved. Obviously, this man's ideology has a strong support base, because ever since then, the peace process has never seriously been revived. The peace process, which is completely dominated and controlled by Israel and backed by its supporters in the United States government, is really just a stalling process. While the ethnic cleansing campaign continues unabetted, contrary to what the Israelis claim, the Palestinians have no particular partner in peace in the Israelis, who have not stopped stealing more Palestinian land, nor their collective punishment against all Palestinians via crippling roadblocks, turning off electricity and water supplies at will for long lengths of time, and basically literally starving the Palestinians in what amounts to huge open-air concentration camps. Give me just a second, folks. I'll call you back, Mike. The only thing that can stop this madness is for the USA to stop all manner of support to Israel and for everyone to boycott apartheid Israel, just as apartheid South Africa was boycotted. However, until now, I have never written about my experience with the Jewish Voice for Peace. Here's a Jewish group, the Jewish Voice for Peace, folks, which I had discovered shortly after 9/11 from a flyer I had picked up at the Lupina Cultural Center when I had attended an excellent sideshow entitled Face of the Occupation, which was presented by Penny Rosenwasser of Middle East Children's Alliance, which is directed by Penny's partner, Barbara Lubin, an anti-Zionist of Jewish heritage. Penny is also active in the JVP. She calls herself a Zionist, but I think this is simply just because of a deep desire on her part to be close to her Jewish community, most of whom are Zionists. Now, I'm going to stop right there, and for the sake of my new listeners, folks, I want to mention to you there's a big difference between Jews and Zionists. Most Jewish people are as dumbed down as mainstream America. They have no clue of what's going on. Some Jewish people are actually opposed to Zionism with websites such as Jews Against Zionism. Some Jewish people are aware of the situation but choose to ignore it or choose to point a finger somewhere else. And with those people, that's the Jewish voice for peace. So let me continue. Her slideshow was an inspiration for my first documentary, Truth, Exposing Israeli Apartheid. Penny Rosenwasser, a Jewish-American peace and human rights activist, was very generous to me, allowing me to film her slideshow with my video camcorder and even giving me a copy of a photo she took of Jews-only bypass road in Israel, where Palestinians are shot and or arrested if they are caught trying to use it. Of course, there are no signs there which say no Palestinians allowed, because that would broadcast the fact that Israel has an apartheid country by putting it in writing, confirming the obvious. At any rate, I discovered the Jewish Voice for Peace from that flyer at her slideshow and decided to try to attend one of their meetings, since it was the only group of any sort that I knew about which was discussing Middle East politics. At that time, most Americans were simply clueless about Israel and the Middle East in general. I should know. I used to be one of them. Amen. Wendy, me too. I showed up at the doorstep of the house in Berkeley where a meeting of the Jewish Voice for Peace was being held sometime early November of 2001 and asked the greeter at the door if I was allowed to even attend since I'm not Jewish, and the person let me in. I found myself seated next to Professor Joel Beinon, who teaches at Stanford University and the University of California at Berkeley. We chatted before the meeting began, and he was very nice and informative. In fact, he told me he was going to give some lectures about the Israeli-Palestinian conflict to a class at UC Berkeley, and when I expressed interest in attending it as a guest, he gave me permission. I did show up with my camcorder and filmed the entire lecture. Unfortunately, I was just getting used to my camcorder, and the quality's not great, so I did not include it in my documentary. The documentary is The Truth, Exposing Israeli Apartheid. Ultra-hardcore Zionist and Islamophobic David Horowitz has relentlessly and savagely slandered Professor Beinon for his activism with the JVP and beyond. Anyway, everyone was seated in the crowded room, in chairs, sofas, and on the floor. Lincoln Schlinsky sat on the floor in the middle of the crowded room. He was one of the original members and leaders of the Jewish Voice for Peace, which was formed in 1996 after the provocative opening by the Netanyahu government of an archaeological tunnel under Jerusalem's Temple Mount, which led directly to confrontations in which 65 Palestinians and 14 Israelis were killed. After that conflict seemed to settle down a bit during yet another sham of the peace process, the Jewish Voice for Peace basically disbanded. However, shortly after 9/11, the group was resurrected again, apparently to deal with some damage control. One astute observer of the Jewish political scene had made the reasonable statement that if the JVP didn't exist, then the Likuds would have invented it themselves for creating good public relations for Israel. But really nothing much more than that, in that there is no positive change in the direction that Israel has embarked on since day one with regard to the human rights of the non-Jewish native Palestinians. So again, anyone who thinks Israel has anything to do with 9/11 is naive. Lincoln Schlinsky, a pleasant Jewish man, a student at UC Berkeley, and who seemed to be in his mid-30s, twisted himself left and right in order to look around the room and make eye contact with everyone as he opened the meeting with a proclamation that anyone who thinks Israel has anything to do with 9/11 is naive. I think I'm coming up on a break here. I don't hear the music, but my clock says I'm coming up on a break. Probably coming up in just a second here, so let's continue. I'll chance it. At the time, I believe, like many others, 9/11 was blowback as a result from the unjust U.S. foreign policy in the Middle East, which is basically blind, unconditional support for Israel. And again, at that time, me too. All right, there's the music. We're going to take a break. I'll be back and finish this up, folks. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Stick with me. I've got more.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. A short segment coming up at the bottom of the hour here, and I want to backtrack just a little bit here. Yes, back at 9/11, the Jewish Voice for Peace was doing damage control, and like Wendy Campbell and myself, and I'm sure a lot of you others, we just thought it was blowback as a result of an unjust foreign policy in the Middle East, which, by the way, Ron Paul talks about quite a bit. Now, this includes funneling billions of U.S. tax dollars yearly in cash and in military aid to Israel, as well as providing diplomatic cover and even military cover as demanded by Israel. This is despite the fact that aggressive and warmongering Israel, which is a racist, apartheid, supremacist state, is built upon an ongoing campaign of ethnic cleansing on non-Jewish native Palestinians from their own land, their homes, and their businesses. Israel habitually breaks international laws and UN resolutions since day one of its existence in 1948, when it began the process of wiping Palestine off the map with the consent of the ruling international political elites of the time. It was only until about 2003 or 2004, and by the way, it's 2005 for me, that I came to believe that Israeli agents actually played a direct role in making 9/11 happen. That's when I started studying it, folks. As in Larry Silverstein allowing the Mossad to plant explosives in the World Trade Center buildings, which brought them down on that fateful day. Not only did WTC buildings 1 and 2 implode, but also Building 7, which was not hit by a jet. This really is a smoking gun, but more about that later. I had begun to study in depth about the true nature of racist apartheid Israel, beginning with a little booklet I had picked up the night at La Pena when I went to Penny Rosenwasser's slideshow, The Face of the Occupation. This highly recommended and well-known booklet is entitled Origin of the Palestinian-Israel Conflict. It was written by Jews for Justice in the Middle East. I found it spellbinding. Anyway, back to the first JVP meeting. Although I didn't agree with Lincoln's proclamation about the innocence of Israel with regard to 9/11, I felt that maybe I could learn more about it all and even partner up with some Jewish people who might feel the way I did on some political activist activities. Talk about being naive. That didn't happen, although I really gave it the good Girl Scout try. At the time, the Jewish Voice for Peace didn't even have a brochure. I was surprised at how they basically just sat around talking, or you could say kvetching, about how they felt. Really, it was basically just a big therapy session for them to manage their anxieties, their feelings of guilt, and worries about how this would affect all the Jewish community, the Jewish state of Israel, and its relationship with sponsor and benefactor, the United States of America. I was ready for taking some real actions, as in printing up some postcards and handing out to educate the American public and to mail to politicians about the Israel-Palestine conflict. And at the time, I was actually wanting to promote the two-state solution, two separate states of Israel and Palestine, because at the time I thought that that was more realistic solution. When I tried to enlist the help of others on the Jewish Voice for Peace's subcommittee of stopping U.S. military aid to Israel to help me pay for some postcards to be printed up promoting the two-state solution, I got no takers. In fact, one Jewish woman at the JVP even ridiculed my efforts. So I decided to take a different tact and got some other activists and friends outside the JVP to help me pay for the postcards calling for the two-state solution based on the 1967 borders. When I asked the leaders of JVP if I could reference their website on the postcard, even just to say for more information, not claim endorsed by JVP, they said, no way, N-O. I was perplexed and getting discouraged with them and their lack of a sense of urgency about doing anything or making a strong stand on anything besides just saying they were against the occupation, which is akin to saying you are against rape, but not sexism. Some of the members of the JVP began to make it clear that I was not really welcome to be there, especially Joe Biden's wife Miriam and another woman and a couple of the men too, so I stopped going to their meetings. Now, to be fair, some members of the JVP were exceptionally kind. By the way, as I've said about the Jewish people all along, there's a lot of Jewish people out there that are great people, folks, and they have no idea what's going on. But this particular group evidently does know what's going on, but buries their head in the sand and tries to point a finger at somebody else. But we'll get into that. But unlike your average American, they are committed to maintaining Israel as a Jewish supremacist state. Anyway, the time had come for me to part ways with the Jewish Voice for Peace. I later became an advocate of the one democratic state solution after realizing that the two-state solution really is really just an official apartheid. Shortly before I made my documentary in 2003, I had some postcards made up advocating the one democratic state solution for disseminating to the public and politicians. Later, I ran into a JVP member at the event screening a documentary about the Palestinian-Israel conflict, and I said hello to him. He was very cold to me and mentioned that he had heard that I was getting radical, to which I said, I guess you could say that. According to some people, that might seem true, but not to me. But I am not violent. And then he said darkly, you better be careful. It sounded like he said that as a threat to me rather than out of concern for my safety. I have long since abandoned any attempts to seek approval or permission from Jewish people with regard to my activism efforts. I act only based on my beliefs in the Golden Rule, the Ten Commandments, and the teachings of Jesus Christ. I don't need to be managed by Jews, although some of them seem to think so. I avoid seeing through a Jewish filter by avoiding as much as possible the U.S. mainstream media. I do read it or watch it occasionally just to keep current on the latest propaganda, but I get most of my news from a wide variety of sources on the Internet, sometimes even from a website of the progressive Israeli newspaper Haaretz. I also count myself as fortunate to have some good Jewish friends who are also activists in seeking justice, freedom, equality, peace, and security for the Palestinian people. And let's not forget those 9,000-plus Palestinian people who are political prisoners in Israel. Okay, first seed planted with regards to 9/11 as an inside job. Now, I think I got a break coming up. Yes, I do. So I'm going to continue with this when we get back from the break. And when I get through with that, I'm going to go into something about the candidates here and who's who, folks, so you know. Be right back. Stick with me. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Before I continue with this, folks, I want to mention to you that this article, the reason I wanted to do this Monday is because it ties in with the Sybil Edmonds article and the pictures that she posted, which are on my website at theamericanawakening.org. And also there's another clip up there on the website. It's a Fox clip that was a banned news clip on the title of it was Israeli Spying in the U.S. This article ties in with that, and I would recommend that you go in there and take a look at it. Let me continue here. Excuse me. I first heard about 9/11 being an inside job from a flyer that was being disseminated at some anti-war rally by some activists in San Francisco on behalf of Lyndon LaRouche, a political figure who has run for president numerous times. The flyer just said something about how the United States government was involved with making 9/11 happen and that the Arab terrorists were just patsies. At first, I was just flabbergasted. I even called up a representative for LaRouche and questioned him about the bizarre assertion. After I finished talking with this man, I hung up, still shaking my head, still thinking it was really far-fetched. However, the seed had been planted, and it started to slowly grow. On July of 2003, I attended a 9/11 Truth 4th of July event at an artsy building where many kinds of creative and alternative events regularly occur in the Mission District of San Francisco. Of that time, I believed that 9/11 was indeed an inside job by elements in our own government had fully blossomed. Then, as the extremely convincing evidence kept pouring in about the use of explosives to bring down the World Trade Centers, which were owned by neocon Larry Silverstein, who is best friends with the Israeli ex-prime minister Benjamin Netanyahu, one of the authors of the Project for a New American Century, let us recall, along with the reports of the dancing Israeli spies, the warnings made it to the Israeli Mossad front company Odigo in the World Trade Center. Mossad agent Dominic Suter and his urban moving systems with his van with explosives. The Fox News four-part series on Israeli spying in the U.S., which was later spiked from its archives, The Manifesto of the Neocons, Project for a New American Century, I have become totally convinced that along with Americans Bush, Cheney, and Israeli-Americans Wolfowitz, Pearl, and their neocon cohorts, that Israeli agents played a major role in making it happen with regards to the 9/11 attacks. And let me stop right there for a minute and say again that this ties in with the pictures, some of the pictures that are posted up there in the article, the Sybil Edmonds, where she posts on my website the pictures of these people that were implicated. And, you know, and it's interesting that these Zionists, and I go back to Revelations 2:9 and 3:9, beware of those who say they are Jews but are not. And I've seen pictures of Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton and George W. Bush, you know, with a yarmulke on the back of their head, with their hand up on the Wailing Wall, praying. So here's, in my mind at least, these are people who fit right in with Revelations 2:9 and 3:9, beware of those who say they are Jews but are not. But let me continue with this. The free fall collapse of Building 7 was really the biggest smoking gun, along with Larry Silverstein's videotaped admission about it being pulled, which can be easily found on the internet. The fact that the government and the mainstream media have refused to address any of this in any meaningful way confirms my conclusion, shared by many others, that there is a cover-up of 9/11 as an inside job and the apparent Israeli connection as well. There are now lots of books and many DVDs that really make a case for 9/11 having been an inside job, although many do not mention the Israeli connection directly or at all in some cases, mainly due out of fear of retaliation and being smeared by the common smear words used by shills for Israeli towards anyone who dares to criticize the Jewish state of Israel, Zionism and its political supporters. The typical predictable smear words include anti-Semite, Nazi, Hitler, Holocaust denier, white supremacist, which certainly all completely untrue accusations with regard to myself, and myself, by the way, and generally untrue with regards to anyone who is smeared as such Israeli firsters. It's just a method that Israeli firsters use to attempt to intimidate anyone from criticizing Israel and Zionism, and an all-out dirty effort to maintain the status quo with regards to U.S. support for the Jewish supremacist state of Israel. But more and more people are forging ahead with criticizing Israel and its racist policies anyway, because their sense of moral consciousness speaks to them much more loudly than any Zionist thug ever could. For example, President Jimmy Carter and the professors Walton Mearsheimer have had to endure such smears, even though their criticisms of Israel and its ardent supporters were rather milquetoast. In concluding this article, to come full circle, I would like to make the proclamation that anyone who doesn't think that Israel was involved with 9/11 is naive at best. And by the way, my sentiments exactly, folks, because as you, most of you know, I've been down the rabbit hole in my journalistic investigation studies for 2.5 months, way back a couple years ago on 9/11. And there's no doubt in my mind, not to mention the fact that I'm a pilot and I know what happens if you deviate off course for 15 or 20 minutes, or if you turn off your transponder, there'll be an F-15 on your tail big time. So, let's see. All right, let's go. For the record, as per their website and its mission statement, the Jewish Voice for Peace does not advocate for the one democratic state solution to the Israel-Palestinian conflict, where all its residents would enjoy completely equal rights regardless of religion, ethnicity, or race. Nor does JVC support a boycott of Israel, similar to the boycott of apartheid South Africa. Nor does it make a stand for supporting the Palestinian refugees, the right to return to their ancestral homeland as equals. In other words, the JVP cleverly and deceptively avoids these issues with smoke and mirrors, making only ambiguous statements, all the while trying to place the blame for the Israelis' racist policies on the United States of America. Now, just for one example of their deceptive blame game, while trying to maintain their innocence of playing any part in Israeli sins, They bought shares of the Caterpillar Company, which manufactures the vehicles which Israelis use to demolish thousands of Palestinian homes, orchards, and businesses every year, so that the JVP can go to Caterpillar's investor meetings to complain about Caterpillar's sales to Israel, when the JVP should really just put pressure on Israel and the Jewish settlers there to stop buying these Caterpillar vehicles and to stop using them to demolish Palestinian homes, orchards, and businesses. The Caterpillar tractors don't demolish Palestinian property on their own. They are operated by Zionists. Just as, and I'm adding this in here, just as guns don't kill people, folks, people kill people. And I'll take you back. Remember Rachel Corey? Okay, she was run over and killed by one of those Caterpillar tractors standing in front of one of the home, the Palestinian homes that they wanted to demolish. Was it the Caterpillar tractor that killed Rachel Corey? No, it was the driver that saw her, although he claims he didn't. In other words, the JVP are essentially themselves Zionists who do not want to disturb the status quo with regards to maintaining U.S. economic support for Israel as the Jewish supremacist state that it is, nor does the JVP recognize or address the racist nature of Zionism, nor do they consistently directly criticize their brethren and the leaders of Israel. The JVP also decries the use of words which accurately describe Israeli policies and actions, including apartheid, ethnic cleansing, and genocide. Simply put, the JVP wishes to preserve the Jewish supremacist nature of the State of Israel, but wishes to place blame on others, specifically the U.S., for the inevitable strife and injustices that are a direct result of the racist ideology of Zionism. So, folks, you know, we must define Israel. Remember, Israel is a supremacist state. It's not the people of Israel. Now, there's a number of, as we know, there's a number of high-level government officials who have dual citizenship with Israel, conveniently. And this is why I say this relates back to this Sybil Edmonds article, and it's also her testimony or her interview with the London Times, where she basically, you know, names names. And by the way, when you go into the website, I posted an article up there. It's not just the she's not just naming names of people, but she's saying everybody in the 9/11 Commission knew about this. The members involved in the FBI knew about this. The Department of Justice knew about this. Several congressmen knew about this. They knew, folks. They all knew. We have been infiltrated. Our government is infiltrated with octopus-like tentacles permeating through every facet of our government with these people. Which takes me to my next article of how big corporations choose the candidates. Now, as we saw, Ron Paul came in, I believe, fifth in New Hampshire. I got a call this morning from a good friend of mine, Christine. Thank you, Christine. Freedom Forum. You can find that on Republic Broadcasting's website. Got a call saying that there's complaints. I guess Mike Chambers had a guy on his show last night, which I'm trying to find out who he was, that was complaining about the minimal amount of money spent on the New Hampshire campaign, and that was a distinct possibility of why he came in fifth. Well, that could very well be true. I believe, as John Stadtmiller believes, that at this particular point in time, Ron Paul happens to be on a playing field. It's like the difference between playing the major leagues, let's see if this is a good analogy, or playing in A baseball. You've got to go from A to AA to AAA to make it to the major leagues. Well, I believe Ron Paul is a major league congressman, and he's a constitutionalist. Okay, but I do believe that the members – I believe he's on a playing field, and as an honest, integral man, he's playing with people who honesty, integrity, and morals have no place in their game. So let me go into this. I believe that Ron Paul needs to work on his campaign management, and I'm going to see if I can find out who this guy is. It was on Mike Chambers' show. I'll get him on my show and let him talk about that a little bit. Thank you, Christine, for bringing that to my attention. How big corporations choose your candidates. And before I go into this, folks, I want to go back to a statement that was made by Admiral Chester Ward, and I mentioned this on my show several months ago, but I'm going to bring it up again because – this is on my website, by the way, theamericanawakening.org, how big corporations choose your candidate. And boldface on the front of this article, we've got eight smiling candidates. We've got Hillary, John Edwards, Barack Obama, cross-dressing Giuliani, the huckster Huckabee, John McCain, who won New Hampshire, gag me with a spoon, Mitt Romney, and Fred Thompson. Where's Ron Paul in this? I don't see him in here at all. What's interesting is that these people, Hillary Clinton, John Edwards, Rudy Giuliani, John McCain, and Fred Thompson. So that's five out of the eight that are Council on Foreign Relations members. Now, I didn't mention Huckabee, but guess what? The guy that's heading up Huckabee's campaign, Richard Haass, is a member of the CFR. And for those new listeners out there who don't know how that ties in, I'm going to tell you. The main purpose of the CFR, Council on Foreign Relations, is promoting the disarmament of the United States sovereignty and national independence and submergence into an all-powerful one-world government. And that quote is by Admiral Chester Ward, former CFR member and Judge Advocate General of the United States Navy. And one more quote by General Ward. And I know I'm preaching to the choir with my veteran listeners here, but stick with me, folks. Got one more. Once the ruling members of the Council on Foreign Relations shadow government have decided that the United States government should adopt a particular policy, the very substantial research facilities of the CFR, can you say think tanks, are put to work to develop arguments, intellectual and emotional, to support the new policy and to confound, discredit intellectually and politically any opposition. Now, I want to touch base on confound for a minute. I get people that, you know, that send me emails and they're not real awake yet, or they're, you know, they haven't listened to RBN, or they don't know what's going on. And as my listening audience knows, I go out and about and I'll ask a question to, you know, the mainstream listening Americans. And I equate this to, you know, they say, well, you know, I'm a Democrat, or I don't know anything about this, or I want to vote for, you know, Rudy Giuliani, or I want to vote for Hillary Clinton because I'm a woman, or whatever. Republican, Democrat, doesn't make any difference. It's a false paradigm. We all know that. At least my veteran listeners do. So equate it to this, guys. It's like if I went down to the store and bought a 1,000-piece jigsaw puzzle, and I brought it over to you, and I dumped it out on your card table, I gave you 20 pieces. I kept the other 980 in the box, and I did not let you see the picture on the top of the box, so you had no idea what the puzzle looked like. Could you take those 20 pieces of that puzzle and figure out what the picture was? And the answer is most likely no. And this is what you get when you listen to mainstream corporate media. You get 20 pieces of a puzzle that you'll never know what the whole entire picture is all about, number one. Number two, they will add pieces of the picture to confound you, to spin you, to mesmerize you, to make you lean in one favor or in one direction or another without letting you know what all is going on. Now, again, I know I'm preaching to the choir to my listening audience, but this is for the sake of the new listeners. This is what's going on here, folks. So understand that six out of the eight people on the front of this, Hillary Clinton, John Edwards, Barack Obama, Giuliani, Huckabee, McCain, both sides of the aisle, Romney and Thompson, six out of the eight are CFR members. The CFR is for global government. Now, you can call it globalist, you can call it elite, you can call it New World Order. Pick any adjective you want, but the bottom line is they want one world government. They want control over everybody and everything. All right, let me start this. If you tell a lie big enough and keep repeating it, people will eventually come to believe it. The lie can be maintained only for such time as the state can shield the people, i.e. mainstream corporate media, from the political, economic, and/or military consequences of the lie. It thus becomes vitally important for the state to use all of its powers to repress dissent, S-1959, H.R. 1955, if you want to talk about it congressionally, for the truth is the mortal enemy of the lie, and thus, by extension, the truth is the greatest enemy of the state. And that's by Joseph Goebbels, a Nazi propaganda minister. Now, this article is by Douglas Herman. Here in Southern California, the biggest newspaper, the Los Angeles Times, quarantines Ron Paul like he carries the plague. No subtlety about it, and no apologies or denials either. As part of the vast Tribune company, the LA Times must toe the party line and mimic the slanted Soviet-style news orgs, TASS and Pravda, in their heyday of the Russian communists. TASS and Pravda only carried what that totalitarian regime wanted them to carry. Now, why is it that all of these mainstream media outlets are only carrying what they want them to carry? Because they're all owned by large, mega, mega, mega billion-dollar corporations, General Electric, Disney, and so forth, and most of them are defense contractors, and I'm going to get into that as well. Got a break coming up here. Looks like I've got a call. I will take the call. Hold them over after the break. I don't want to open up the phone lines until I get through with this stuff. But yeah, I'll go ahead. Who's on the line? Go ahead, Carrie, put him through. George, go ahead. Hello, George. George
Hello.
In Florida. Yes,
Hello?
George.
Yeah,
yes, George.
You know, the thing is just looking in detail of what went on in New Hampshire. And you know, the thing is with this this new gun law out of the president's side, it comes to one thing. We do not have a legitimate government anymore, and I do not acknowledge that illegitimate law because we got an illegitimate government that stole elections to keep to stay in office.
And yes, by the way, George, I was looking for that law this morning because I know George Bush just signed it yesterday. Do you have the number for it? What was it? H.R. what? Do you know?
2240.
What's that?
2240.
2240, right. And that's that anybody who's ever had any psychological evaluation, has ever been prescribed a psychotropic drug by a doctor, or 25% of the military that are coming back, they're going to take their guns now because they don't think they should be able to have them anymore. And this is the first step in disarming us, folks. Go ahead, George.
I'll wait till after the break.
Okay, well, yeah, I'll hold you over till after the break, and I'll continue with this article after. Now, folks, after George, no more calls till I get through with this. Then I'll open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. Stick with me, Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with George in Florida after we get back.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylight is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylight, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. A short segment coming up at the top of the hour. We've got George from Florida on the line. Go ahead and continue, George.
Yes. All I got to say, what happened in New Hampshire last night was a plain fact that we got people in our government that just are overthrowing it through the electoral process. And the thing is, we ought to get Barack Obama involved, because I could tell he got ripped off too. And we'll see how he reacts and see how.
Well,
I
think there's a distinct possibility that the vote fraud is starting to rear its ugly head into the picture again as well. You know, at any rate, no, I agree with you. I mean, Ron Paul came in fifth in New Hampshire, and it's curious to see what happens from here. But I really believe, and I mentioned this a few minutes ago, I think that Ron Paul needs to change his campaign strategy a little bit. Anything else, George?
Well, yes, I gotta say, this is high treason, because, you know, they're overthrowing our government through the electoral process. And with these laws, just like the hate crimes, the thought crimes bill, and this gun bill is just signed, it just proves they're illegitimate. And this vote fraud just tells who benefits and who gets screwed.
Oh, really? There's no question about it. I mean, it's all an illusion. We have the illusion of a choice. In the meanwhile, behind the scenes, they're enacting legislation as fast as they can to take our guns away from us, to take our freedom of speech away from us, i.e. S-1959, which is coming up shortly, folks. Okay? And once that happens, it's over. I mean, it's getting really, really, really close here. This latest bill that was signed by George Bush yesterday, and that was what, H-2240, was it, George?
Yes.
H-R-2240, the gun bill?
Yes.
Which means that anybody that's been to a doctor, or, you know, maybe, I don't know what they include in that. I don't know whether it's psychologists, psychiatrists, therapists, or whatever, and has ever been prescribed any kind of a psychotropic drug or, a drug for depression or whatever. They're going to be able to come in and say, okay, well, you can no longer own a gun. I mean, that's an atrocity. That violates the Second Amendment right there.
I mean, and just like, and you know, the thing I noticed too, when John McCain gave his victory speech, not even a quarter of the precincts reported the result, and he had that look in his eye, well, I got the marked deck, and I know what card I'm going to get, I know what hand I'm going to be dealt with, even before the cards are shuffled and cut. And you could tell
as I said before, George, we're being given the illusion that we have a choice in it. And this is what I'm covering right now. Okay, listen, buddy, thanks for the call. I got to continue with this, but I appreciate your input. Okay.
All right, thank you. Bye.
All right, thanks, George. All right, let me continue with this. I'm reading an article here, How Big Corporations Choose Your Candidates, which ties right in with what George is saying. Like, Ron Paul came in fifth, and there's really some stinky stuff going on, folks, about the vote counting up there. What is the Tribune Company, you ask? Just the second largest news media corporation in America, capable of shape-shifting minds and influencing national elections. Take a look at these happy faces. And, folks, go into the website, take a look at it, okay, How Big Corporations Choose Your Candidate, and you've got all eight smiling faces, bold face up there. Six out of the eight have affiliations with the CFR, so it doesn't make any difference to the powers that be, the oligarchs, you know, the globalists, who wins, because they're all in their pocket anyway. Take a look at these happy faces. What do you see? Is there anyone missing? Where is that fellow, that constitutionalist who wants to disband the Federal Reserve? Where's Ron Paul, that fellow who actually beat Time Magazine's Man of the Year by more than a 2-to-1 margin among Iowa voters? Like the old Soviet-era newspapers, the U.S. mainstream media controls all the news without apology and without denial. Now take a look at the faces of those who prefer to play ball, who profess change while offering no new, original, or bold thinking. Look at those who want to continue to bomb, spend, invade, spend, sanction, spend, or otherwise occupy foreign countries. Spend and spend more money. These happy shapeshifters have the official Tribune sanction, and it doesn't really matter who wins among them, whether they're Democrat or Republican. Okay, top of the hour coming up. Michael Herzog of the American Awakening coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. I'm going to finish up with this. I've got a little more on more from Bloomberg.com on the defense budget, and then the phone lines will be open. Folks, you can call in with questions or comments. I'll see you in 2 minutes this time. Stick with me.
Because I'm mad as hell, can't bring myself to do what it is you think I should.
Since 1980.